Hallo, dis die online.
Wayne gaan hier laggie nou, ek swer.
Hallo, dis Dion Lawrenson. Jy luister The Drive met Rob en Roz op Jacaranda FM.
Woo!
This is the Rob and Roz Recap.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we have a proper legend in the studio with us today. Dion Lawrenson is ons gas vanmiddag. Dion, welkom by The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Baie dankie, is lekker om hier te wees.
Ons is hier om te gesels oor die splinternuwe reeks wat begin op kyk net op die 21ste Oktober, Appels en Tee.
Jeg, maar jy praat mooi.
Dankie. Appels en Tee, appels en pere, appels en waaroor gaan dit?
Appels en Tee is 'n familiedrama. Daar's twee verskillende tydlyne. Twee vrouens wat kinders was, wat beste vriendinne was. In kontak verloor het en 27 jaar later per ongeluk in mekaar vashardloop. En dan speel die storie uit. Die storie gaan oor verskillende generasies, liefde, mans, vrouens, vriendinne en versoening en vergifnis en ons baie geheime. Soos die storie homself onthul, gaan ons terug na die verlede toe, sien die beste vriendin en wat daar gebeur het en hoe dit uitspeel in die Here.
Dion, we haven't seen you in a series for a while. Was it a deliberate break that you took waiting for a script like this to come along?
Yeah, I was in semi-retirement.
Yeah.
I started doing something else that I loved doing. It wasn't anything serious. It's just priorities, kids, you know, the kids and work and life. And then I was contacted by my agent for the series. And I loved it. I'll tell you why I loved it. I loved it because, and I know I should probably not talk about this too much, but for someone of my age, beautiful, full, female lead characters don't come around very often. And when I read the characters and the briefs and the scripts, I was already in. You know when you know something is yours?
Yeah.
I had that feeling. And you don't always have it. You don't always go, oh, this is my, I want this, I want this. But I definitely had a feeling like this was an opportunity for me to step back into performance and into acting because of these beautiful characters that we were given.
I love that you speak about the script and the depth of the themes and all of the things that it covers. Die rolverdeling is natuurlik, dit lees soos 'n wie van die Afrikaanse en Suid-Afrikaanse toneelspelbedryf en vermaaklikheidsbedryf. Hoe was dit vir julle om hierdie storie aan mekaar te sit as die rolverdeling en almal waar teenoor jy speel?
Ja, ek meen dit vir my deso, hoe ouer mens word, dit gaan oor die mense. Dit gaan oor die werk, maar dit gaan oor die mense. En ons het baie diep, baie sinvolle verhoudings met mekaar geskep na die show verby. So ek en Tienerie van Wyk Loos het baie saam gespeel. Ons is besties for life. Ons het saam gebly in Hoekwil. Ons het 'n huis gedeel. Ons het warm watersakkies vir mekaar gemaak as ons laat by die huis gekom het en koppie. Ons was regtig soos 'n ou getroude paartjie wat na mekaar gekyk het, regtig. We just instantly, ons was beste maatjies. Yeah. And again, what a blessing om op 47 nuwe vrouens in jou lewe te kry, en nuwe goede. En of course, Niels van Jaarsveld, ek en Niels het al baie saam gespeel, and he is pure joy. Ivan Zimmerman, Ian Roberts, het my pa gespeel. Ian Roberts!
Ja.
What a man!
Ongelooflike rolverdeling,
nee? Ja, Amerika sien het, so allemaal is daar. Dit is rarig, top-notch, allemaal het hulle beste gegee. It really felt like ons is besig om 'n storie te vertel waarby enige kyker aanslag sal kry. Almal gaan empatie hê met die karakters. Jy weet jy asof hulle goed of sleg gesê, hulle is goed en sleg, hulle is menslik, hulle het insecurities en hulle het allerlei goeders wat aangaan, my complex. En ek dink die gehoor gaan baie daarvan hou om uit te vind wat gebeur het.
Ja.
Maar ook om te sien hoe hulle die pad vorentoe uitfigure.
Ja, ek dink ook om so iets te skiet in 'n klein dorpie, julle skiet dit daar, die produksie is daar, julle bly daar, dit is amper asof die of camera verhoudings regtig bydra tot die sukses van hoe jy chemistry werk op camera?
Ja, yeah. Ek het nou die dag 'n aanhaling gelees wat sê you can see the fun that was had in the quality of the work. En ek glo regtig die agter die skerms verhouding is ewe belangrik. Ek sê altyd, jy weet mense sê ja, what happens between action and cut. Mm. Vir my is dit what happens between cut and action is eintlik baie meer belangrik. Hoe vind jy mekaar? Die storie is kompleks, ons laag, ons geheime, ons vroulike, ons intergenerational ma's, dogters, ja. Lovers, mans, kinders en as jy mekaar ken as mense en die geleentheid en die eer het om mekaar as akteurs beter te leer ken, help dit met daai diepte wanneer ja. ons speel en wanneer ons mekaar ken en wanneer akteurs vir mekaar empatie wys en spasie maak.
Ja. En eintlik van mekaar hou.
Ja, I mean, ek sê nie jy moet van nee, mekaar hou nie. Nee, daar is mense waarvan mens nie hou nie.
Ja, nee, en dit gebeur oral. Nee,
maar when it does, en jy hou van mekaar en jy vind mekaar, it's magic.
Yeah. I think also the team behind the scenes, you were speaking about the importance of the behind the scenes chemistry with the actors and things, but I think for such a strong kind of female-led story comes from the pen of a female writer, Tina Kreer, and then also produced by Tina and then Bardeen Burger. En ons, ons ken Bardeen se werk meestal eintlik in die non-scripted wêreld en nou is dit hierdie storie. So ek dink die feit dat daai kernrolle in die span eintlik ook vroulike mense is, dra ook daartoe by in terme van die storie.
Ja, definitief. Tina, Bertien, Snel Haasbroek was die DP. What a phenomenal woman. Sy is ongelooflik en haar talent is eindeloos. Maar wat, jy weet, ons kan vir daar lang praat oor vrouens wat saamwerk het. Soos ek sê, toe hierdie geleentheid kom, was het like, dis myne, I'm doing it. Want ons kry dit min. Maar wat lekker was, op stel is dat that was one thing, maar daar spasie vir so baie ander verhoudings wat uitspeel. Jy weet, vir al in die story, dit is vrouens, and it is female led, but I think manlike kykers sal ook aanklank vind by die kompleksiteit van die karakters. Hulle gaan onmiddellik verlief raak op Niels van Jaarsveld. Jy kan nie na daai bakkie kyk en nie verlief raak nie. En dan, and he's not always likeable, so ek dink daar's 'n verskriklike mooi balans tussen die energie en die verhoudings tussen die mense en die generasies in die reeks.
So, ek wil vir jou vra, in terme van die ander werk wat jy doen, jy het gesê aan die begin van die onderhoud, daar's ander goed wat jy bietjie weg van die toneelspel afgevat het. And it's a big deal. CEO of AFDA, which is the film school that is across the country, new campus, ek wou amper gesê nuwe tak, new campus opening in Hatfield, if it's not already open.
We had an open day.
An open day.
Recently.
Yes, but I mean, AFDA is where young filmmakers go and cut their teeth and they learn about the business, they learn about the process. And for you, being at the helm of that, as obviously as part of a team, that's got to be an incredible achievement sometimes. Don't you wake up and go, hey, look at me?
No. I just go, this is terrifying. I mean, it's exciting and it's wonderful and it has challenged me and it continues to challenge me. I like being part of growing the industry that I love so much. I love being able to prepare young people for industry. It's not easy. We know it's not easy. We were talking about it earlier. How many lead roles can you possibly get in a year? So if you get one, then celebrate that. But I'm excited about the future of AFDA. We're excited about the opening of Hatfield. Now, from next year, we'll have 5 campuses. We have over 2,500 students. Wow. I was saying earlier, we're celebrating our alumni this evening on our Joburg campus, like more than 7,000 of them. So it's like a proper community. It's a ding, you know, and it's exciting to be part of New Voices.
In your time that you, I want to say, took off of hiatus, you also went and completed your MBA. What kind of a challenge was that for you, coming from a more of a creative brain to now having to do this postgraduate qualification in such a very different stream?
Yeah, I actually did my MFA, so it's a Master's of Fine Arts. Yeah. So it's kind of still like in there. It was, I call it the pits of despair.
Almost as terrifying as being the CEO of Avda.
Yeah, almost. Terrifying and exciting. Don't forget exciting. It's like you fluctuate between, oh my word, I carry, and I take it very seriously, the dreams of young people. Yeah. That responsibility for me is, I feel it. Academia is a completely different space. I enjoyed it. I finished my thesis in an area called autoethnography, which means some of it is biographical. I could draw on, you know, 25 years in the industry and then write my thesis. So it was very rewarding and very meaningful. I really enjoyed it, but at the same time, pits of despair.
Ek wil net vir jou sê, baie dankie dat jy vir Suid-Afrika as 'n volk die terme je ne sais quoi geleer het.
Yes,
ek dink daar seker nog baie mense wat na jou toe kom en daai ikoniese karakter verwag wanneer hulle jou ontmoet.
Yeah.
But it's just part of something that you created, but it's such an iconic character.
I know. Ek het 2 dae terug was ek in Durban. En ek staan by die buffet breakfast. Jy weet wanneer jy nog nie wakker is, hè. En ek staan by die buffet breakfast en toe sê, kom iemand na my toe en sê, jy weet, kan ek vir jou asseblief vra, my ouma is sterwend en she loved you. Kan jy asseblief vir 'n video stuur waar jy net sê, fantasmagories, jy is ook haar joie de vivre, like any of the, en jy moet altyd sê, ook,
ja.
Because altyd is baie belangrik.
Ja.
Jy kan nie, oh, there's no me without altyd. Ek en Heine Schmidt, ons lag so laas December, hy ry deur die Karoo eers, hy ry van die Kaap af hiernatoe. En 2-3 dae later ry ek met my familie, ek en Jerry en die kinders ry Jaffa toe. En oral waar ons stop, sê Emma, altyd was hy so gewees met daar terug. Nou met hulle foto van altyd, nou met hulle foto van my nie.
Daar so, in die tuisvijver uit op die biltongwinkel.
Ja, ja, exactly. En Jane Wimpy, daar gaat ons. Maar anyway, it's part of my life. Mense stop my nog, dankie, jy het baie vir my oma beteken, which really also ages me. Ek voel, partykeer, kan jy nie net sê, jy het gekyk nie. That would make me feel better. Maar ja, as jy in het is, sometimes is het bietjie overwhelming. Yeah. When you're out of it, you appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Appels en tee, kyk net, die 21ste Oktober begin dit. Hoekom moet mense kyk?
Ek dink mense moet kyk because they'll relate. Hulle wil weet wat aangaan in haar karakters. Hulle gaan hulle self in haar karakters sien. En ek dink, daar's lekker drama vir almal in die story. Daar's baie geheime in Appels en tee. Met beautiful karakters en wonderlike akteurs. En ek dink die gehore gaan mal wees daaroor om uit te figure wat in die story gebeur het.
En ons gaan elke week kyk. Baie, baie dankie. Dianne Lawrenson, ons gas vanmiddag op The Drive with Rob and Rob.